And what do you call a creature about this big that hops along the ground? Some live in land.
Grasshopper.
Well, some live in land and some live on water. They can be this big to this big.
Toad frog.
Toad frog. Does he live on land or water?
Oh, he lives either one.
Either one. What about ones that just live in water? Are there different names for those?
Well, there's different names, but they all go by frogs. I wouldn't know the different.
Okay. And what do you call the similar variety of frog that makes a chirping noise?
You mean the frog that makes it? Or is that the June bug on the tree?
I'm thinking of a frog.
Frog?
Uh-huh.
Well, there's a bullfrog, you know, that makes a terrible boom, 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 and I don't know what you call that little frog. Spring frog, I reckon.
Okay, fine. And what do you call the ordinary kind of worms that are used for bait in fishing?
Earthworms.
Earthworms. What do you call the big worms that are used for bait?
Well, there's a little red worm, and then there's a big crawler.
Crawler. Okay, do you have any other names for those?
Not that I know of.
Okay, fine. And what about an insect that sends off out light off and on in the summer times? It'll go on and then off.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Lightning bug.
I've never seen one.
You've never seen one? It's amazing, though, how they can do.
Are they just in the summertime?
Yeah,
What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around ponds or lakes?
A mosquito?
Well, I'm thinking of something a little bit bigger. Has a long, thin body.
You know, I wouldn't know. If it's an insect.
Are you familiar with dragonflies or nighthawks or sewing needles? Okay.
This part of the country, we have mosquitoes and gnats.
No, I was just going to ask you. Oh, mosquitoes comes later. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and that some people say doesn't sting?
An insect? That builds a nest?
Out of mud.
Oh, that's a dirt dog.
And what do you call nuts that ripen underneath the ground?
Nuts that ripen underneath the ground?
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm sorry, but I don't know.
Okay, fine. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy, what, his father? If he looks like him or acts like him.
The boy favors his father.
Favors his father. And if a boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you'd say that the boy...
The boy took after his father.
Okay. And what do you call a woman who helps at childbirth but isn't a nurse?
A midwife.
And if a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
City slicker, I guess.
What about if a country person goes to town, what might the city people call him?
Oh, he's a country cracker.
Country cracker. How do you normally refer to a person whose skin is black or brown?
How do you do what?
How do you refer to him? Or what do you call him?
Who?
A person whose skin is black.
Well, you should say a colored person.